The Russian Republic of Tatarstan is undergoing a revival of Islam. More and more young women are wearing headscarves and Islamic dress. For those who want to be modest but stylish, there's a new store in the Tatar capital, Kazan. NPR's Martha Wexler paid a visit.
Traditional Tatar music welcomes you to this store called Fashionable Muslim Wear. The two young women who run it didn't always cover themselves. One of the co-owners, Zulfiya Maksutova, grew up in a family where only her great-grandmother said Muslim prayers. After the collapse of Soviet rule, Zulfiya and her sister began going to their local mosque to learn to read Arabic. She says they went there wearing short skirts, but someone told them it was a great sin to show their beauty. So in 1995, Zulfiya put on a headscarf and began covering up. Now her mother does too. In those days, wearing Islamic dress meant stares and taunts of shahidka, or suicide bomber. And there was another problem. There was no Islamic clothing for a young woman with an eye for fashion. Tatar mosques sold only the traditional baggy dresses a grandmother might wear. So Zulfiya and her friend Gulnaz Habibulina found an investor and opened up this store in a modest shopping center last October. Customers do come in a steady stream, in part thanks to a soap opera about a Moroccan family shown on Russian TV. Gulnaz says she often hears, "We want to look like Jadi, the TV heroine." Even girls who don't wear headscarves want Moroccan outfits. In fact, half the customers aren't religious. Gulnaz herself wears her headscarf only in the shop. There are lots of styles that Gulnaz says conform to Sharia law. Tunics with long sleeves that go over slacks, loose embroidered blouses, lots of linen and other natural fabrics that breathe in the summer heat. The clothes are beautifully designed, beautifully tailored, and pricey, especially for people in a provincial Russian city. Some outfits can run as high as $200. Zulfiya explains that Tatarstan has an Eastern mentality. People really like to dress up. On the dusty streets of Kazan, most women are very well turned out, be it in Islamic or Western dress. They teeter on high heels as they pick their way through the mud puddles and potholes left by the endless unfinished construction. These are women who know fashion, and Zulfiya and Gulnaz aim to please them. As they shop for Islamic fashions from Turkey, India, or other countries, they also keep in mind the Tatar woman's figure. Gulnaz explains it's pear-shaped, narrow in the shoulders, a little wider in the bottom. Many women are small-boned and petite. One such Tatar woman, named Larisa Fatihova, comes into the shop with her husband. It's the first time she's tried on Islamic dress. She's not religious, but she likes the fabrics. She picks out a bright pink tailored long sleeve blouse, beige pants, and a matching beige skirt to go over it. Her husband says she looks great. And while she's not showing any skin, she is showing off her figure. Zulfiya admits that even young girls who are observant Muslims don't want to hide everything. Martha Wexler, NPR News.